So we've been talking about, or in a series we've entitled, You Can Have What You Say, and spent some time there, and we'll stay here until we're done, and then we'll move on. And you say, well, how do you know when we're done? Well, we know. The same as we just be led by the Spirit of God, and when there's no more there that we need to say, there's always more you could say. We could be here. You realize we could take any one of these verses and spend from now until eternity. I mean, through we could just keep turning them, those gems over and over and over, and we could not exhaust it. So when we move on, it's not because we've just exhausted that subject. That's all we can learn. It's just that if we believe that God is teaching us and that He is actually doing what we say and leading us and guiding us and growing us up, and then we've gotten what we needed on this subject for now, and He's got something else. And then we'll come back on these things like we do. There's in a different facet. It might come in, won't look exactly like this. I don't think I've ever preached the same sermon twice, even if it's on the same subject. And He'll bring it back to us. And we'll be further. And we'll be looking at life from a different perspective. So when it comes by, now things will mean something different. And we'll get different impartations. And we'll grow. And so we'll unhook when we need to unhook, but we're not through yet. I think we'll get to some things that I've had probably on some of these sheets for a long time, but we just haven't got to them. So Mark 11:22, let's just take the time to turn there. That's our text. Let's turn over there. It's good just to look in our Bibles. Mark 11:22. Mark 11:22 says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, whoever." So that's not just a few qualified people. That's whoever. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart. Notice these are steps. These are qualifications. It doesn't just say, whoever says to this mountain and then that's it. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those, believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Excuse me. So notice it doesn't just say, whatever things you say, you'll have them. Wish it were that easy. Now it's not hard, but this isn't like a magic incantation. This isn't just like, I'm going to say it and it just has to come to pass. That's where a lot of people have missed it. You actually have to believe what the Word of God says. You have to be convinced in your heart that it will happen. How do you know? Well, you look inside and are you convinced? If it's like, well, I sure hope so. Well, you know, I heard so-and-so teach on it and it worked for them. Let's give it a try. I can't do any harm. Well, you go in with that attitude, or if we go in with that approach, that's why a lot of people are offended. That's why a lot of people are disillusioned, because they think they're doing this, and they're not. How can you tell? Well, it doesn't work. Doesn't work. And people have gotten, they feel beat up, they feel condemned. There's no reason to feel condemned or beat up. This isn't Mount Everest or something we're trying to accomplish. God's Word says that if we'll say with our mouth and believe in our heart, how do you start believing in your heart? You pump yourself full of the Word. And a lot of times we try to do it the opposite way. We start trying to speak out our mouth and there's nothing in our heart. And we expect it to work. It doesn't. Well, it's good to speak out your mouth because you'll hear it, and faith comes by hearing, and pump and put the Word in. But there's a difference between speaking and then speaking when you believe. There's a punch behind it. That's when it'll happen. So you don't have to. And people will get to this place where I just better say it. I just better get in faith mode. And people are too quick to try to get into faith mode. What a lot of people do is they, I have one step here. I wish I had more. But it's like if you can imagine several steps up here, and being in faith is a place. You're in a place. You're in faith. It's a location. You believe. You believe that this is going to happen. Why? It has to come back to God's Word. If you think you believe something and then something negative happens and that causes you to say, well, I just don't know if it's going to happen, then your faith is misplaced. It's placed in what you see. It's not placed in God's Word. Circumstances can do this. At the same time, if you are believing and something gets better and you say, hey, my faith's working, that's incorrect. Did you hear me? What you just did is got your eyes off the Word, which doesn't change, and you said, something's changing, therefore my faith is working. Well, then flip that over. What happens if it starts getting worse? What are you going to say? My faith's not working. But that's not what we're supposed to base our faith on. That's not what we're not supposed to say, it's working or it's not working based on what we see. That's putting your confidence in what you can see. That's walking by sight. That's not walking by faith. Well, but it's positive. But what you just did is just took your eyes off God and put it on the circumstance. You just came out of in faith, and actually you're walking by sight, whether you know it or not. But it's a good thing. It doesn't matter, because the flip side of that coin is the next minute it could look bad. And where's your faith going to be? Oh, no, it's not working. But then now it's better. Now it is working. Well, wait a minute. Is God's Word like this? No. His Word's like this. So if we're in faith on His Word, then that doesn't change. You say, I don't care if it looks better. I believe. You know, you don't have to believe anymore is when it's done. You've walked and the thing's gone, and you're walking symptom-free, and you just praise God and say, thank you, Lord. You don't have to believe anymore, you have it. But don't be too quick to get out of that mode. But what I was saying, so faith is a place, and let's say this is a platform with a bunch of steps. You know what a lot of people do? They're real quick to try to go up and start acting in faith, but they're not actually there. And so the rest of the time, they start out and try to go into believing mode, and they're trying, but they're not up here. So the rest of the time, they're trying to act like, well, okay, but I got to keep believing, but they never took the time to get into faith and then release faith. We just go into rebuke, bind, speak, pray, and okay, now I just got to stay here, but you never really, what you're doing is out of your head. It's out of your head. It's what you heard somebody say. And I hope it works, but you're not really believing, so then you're trying real hard to believe. If you're trying real hard to believe, that's not the same as believing. And so much of it is, we don't have enough internal pressure pushing out on the circumstance. We're trying to kind of buoy ourselves up. But we aren't full of the Word. And going through motions or going through something, do you realize you could be full of faith 6 months ago and be depleted today in that same area? You could be full of faith for finances or healing, and if you don't feed on it, if you don't think on the right things, and you start focusing on the wrong things, today you could be weak in faith. See, people don't understand that sometimes. They think, well, it's like, once I'm there, I'm always there. That's not true. And you can be strong in one area and weak in another area. Faith is not universal. Faith works the same in every area, but it's not. Just because you have faith for finances does not mean you have faith at all for healing. Doesn't mean anything. Or faith at all that you'll have favor. Or faith at all to hear God. Guys, you could be real confident in your ability to hear God, but have absolutely no faith that He would supply your needs. You say, how can that be? People do it all the time. So we need to know, we need to know that we have to feed on the word that what that talks or that speaks to our situation. And as we do, and as we look to that as the authority, and it comes down to simple trust. If God said it, then I believe what He said, and I don't care what anybody else says. I don't care what the doctor said. I don't care what the circumstances say. I believe God. That's it right there. I mean, I can't make it any more simple than that. That's what faith is. It's not some woo-woo material thing out here. Faith is believing in faith in God is believing what God said in spite of anything else. And you say, how long? Until? What does time have to do with it? Well, I've been believing for 3 months, I haven't seen anything. So what? You know how quick that is in God time? The day is like 1,000 years. I mean, what is that? A few seconds? What, you gave up that quick? My word doesn't work now because the calendar, we went through a few days in the calendar. That's when the devil, he tries to put pressure on you because of the time, and he'll tell you it's not working. How do you know it's not working? We don't see anything. Okay, what'd you just say? You're walking by sight. Praise God. So it says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done. Not that he believes those things might happen because so-and-so said it would, and they have a lot of good testimonies, and I really trust them, and I think they're a man of God, and they never lie, so if it worked for them, it'll work for me. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say so-and-so said it. And a lot of people have indirect faith. They're actually believing, they're sort of believing, they're not really believing. They're believing something because somebody else said it. They're not actually believing God. We have to get to where God said this, and He said it to me. And I believe Him, and it's going to work in my case now. Now. Not sometime off in the future, but now, that it's going to work because He said it. But believes that those things He says will be done, he will have whatever He says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. We read through a few of these before. 2 Corinthians, go ahead and look on your sheet. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, and therefore I spoke. Notice it didn't say I spoke. It didn't just say I spoke because, you know, somebody said that's what you're supposed to do. At my church, you just speak. So that's what we all do. Because that's what we do. I mean, that's what we believe. We say we believe. It's not a game. Since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that He who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus, and we will present us with you. So it says, I believe, therefore I spoke. We read this and spent some time here last week. Romans 4:16-17. Therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed, God, who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Calls those things which do not exist as though they did. We spent some time last Wednesday on, and actually we spent some time on this on Sunday for Mother's Day as well. Regardless of what you see in front of you, you call the things that line up with God's Word as He does. And you don't make it up yourself. It has to be based on God's Word. But if He said it, Even if we don't see it, if he sees it, we would be wise to agree with what he said. Well, I don't see it with my eyes, but Lord, if you say it, I'm going to agree with you and I'm going to say what you say. That's a wise person. Well, just because we don't understand it, just because we don't understand everything about a situation, just because we don't know where we're going exactly, he does. And if he said this is the way to go, if he said this is what you believe, if he said this is what you say, then we do that. And we let that come out of our mouth. We spoke, was it last week? Last week, I'm telling you. If you did not hear, I think most of you heard that message, but if you didn't hear it, I would listen to that. There was an anointing on that message. You say what he says until, and don't let anything else come out of your mouth. Just you stay there, and you just buckle down and say, I'm not going to let anything else that, I mean, we don't ever, I know we'll be tempted. We got to the point last week where we were talking about that from this point forward, we don't have to say things that contradict God's word ever, no matter how dark it is. I mean, if everything is falling apart, in the space of that, we can still say, yeah, but God is bringing me through. Yes, but all my needs are yet met. Yes, but my children are going to turn out great. They're strong. Yeah, but it doesn't look like it. Yeah, but I'm just what good does it do to speak negative against God's word? But you don't understand it. This looks so bad. So speaking how bad it is going to help? Well, no, but it feels better. It might feel good to let it out your mouth, but it's destruction. And it ultimately, it's like a drug. It might feel good for a little bit, but it bites after a little while longer. Yeah. No, we don't want to yield to it. We've all done it, but we didn't have to. And we don't have to. And so if we'll get a hold of that, that'll buoy us up in some tough situations where we just want to agree with the negative. We can say, no, God said this, and I'd be wise to agree with him right now. I'd be wise to say what he says. Even if I don't see it, I ought to agree with him. I mean, when you think about it just in those terms, if we really believe God is the Almighty, the All-Knowing, the All-Powerful, the All-Loving God, and he is omnipotent, and he knows everything about our past, and he knows everything about our future, it would be completely illogical to say anything against what he says. You would never say that was a good idea. Mm-hmm. Well, in this situation, it's a good idea to just disagree with him. Well, I'm not doing that. I just can't help it. That's not true either. Mm-hmm. And if we say we can't help it, then we're siding with the wrong thing. If he told us we could do it, then we can do it. And so that's where if we just dig in, notice what this verse says. It says to call that God calls those things that don't exist as though they did. So he's actually talking about here something that doesn't look and actually is not the way God says it's going to be. So in the situation where it actually looks bad is exactly the type of situation where we need to do this. It's not the situation where everything's rosy, and you're going to call it rosy? It's like going outside and go, I call this day beautiful. And it was beautiful today. And it's going to be beautiful. It is beautiful. Well, it's going to be, but it is. It'd be like you going out, though, and it's completely overcast, and it's raining, and you're saying, this day is going to be beautiful. That's calling those things that be not as though they were. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm saying, but in your life, when it looks like you're not supposed to apply this, when it all looks great and you're like, boy, my life is great today. That's good. I mean, you can say it's going to be better and I'm just going up. But when it looks really, really bad is the time that we should say, I agree with you, Lord. And that's the hardest time to do it. On your flesh. I'm not saying in your spirit. Your flesh, that's the heart. Your flesh. But we ought to almost take cues from our flesh. Whatever our flesh wants to do, a lot of times, if it really, really doesn't want to read the Bible, it's a sure sign, probably need to read the Bible. If I don't want to go to church, that's probably the time I need to get to church. If I really want to let my mouth rip, that's the time I just need to shut it and start saying what God said. I mean, this circumstance that we're talking about here is Abram does not have a child. Doesn't look like he'll ever have a child. He's not jumping up and down because it looks so great. He is actually agreeing with God in a circumstance where it looks barren, literally. Doesn't look like anything. But this is encouraging because then it's like, my situation qualifies. Well, you can't wait. I mean, it's like you don't have to wait for a better situation. This is a great time to put in, when we have a situation that looks challenging or bad, that's a perfect time to put God's word into practice and work it and say, okay, I expect this to happen. I believe him. I'm going to agree with him. It doesn't look like it's going to happen at all. Well, that's perfect. Because that's what God does. He says when it doesn't look like it, he calls things that look dead. He brings them back to life. He calls things that aren't there at all. And he says, they're going to be fine. He calls those things that be not as though they were. So we all qualify today in one area or another. Is there anybody here that every part of your life is exactly where you want it? You cannot go higher in any area of your life. Your bank account, they won't even take your money anymore. And you can't even open other bank accounts. You have the money, but you can't have any more money. And you're just, exactly where you want in every area. Physically and your relationships could not get any better. I'm not saying they're bad. Your job is just the pinnacle of where you always wanted to be. Your yard even, just perfect. Not a weed in the yard. No, there's something where we might be sitting really well, really good. But if there's anything that doesn't look good, then we can hone in and say, this is exactly what God takes and makes life out of. And I'm gonna attack this thing. We can go into, instead of going, this stinks, and looking at how bad it is and talking about how bad it is, and that you can't be in faith if you do that. Did you know that? If we're going to sit there and talk about how bad it is, you can't be in faith. Because faith is going to believe that it's getting better. So if you're talking about just this and this and this, you're not in faith. I don't care how many ways you slice it. At that point, you have disconnected. Because number one, what are you looking at? What is? And what are you saying? It is. Why would you be sad? Because you don't think it's going to change. If you don't think it's going to change, then you don't have any faith that it's going to change. So at that point, we're in neutral. I mean, we're not going anywhere. But if we'll say, this qualifies, this thing qualifies right here. It's so tempting that you just want to get past this situation. I just wish this was in my rearview mirror. I just don't want to deal with it. Just let's get past it now. Right? Anybody ever been there? But the fact is, when you get past it, there's always going to be another challenge in life. And if we're always looking to try to get past this one, we're actually living the wrong way, because we're going to waste all the time from now until this thing goes wishing we were past it, and you can't ever get that time back. And there's time there that we could be still using in a better way. Using to glorify God. And if we'll just make up our mind, you know what? This isn't perfect. Right now, what I'm going through, it's not ideal. But I'm going to glorify God anyway. If there's one thing, my situation qualifies, and instead of shying away and being, instead of being negative about it or just feeling sorry, we can run at it and start saying, this perfectly qualifies, and you're going to change. God's Word says and promises this, this, and this to me, and this is going to change. You are a perfect candidate. You're leaving my life. And start getting sassy about it. Saucy. Get in its face and say, no, I believe God. This will change. This will change. Well, it doesn't look like it. That's exactly what God said He does. He calls those things that be not as though they were. Right at this place. Well, but I just want to get past it, and then I'll try that the next time. No, this right here is the perfect time to do it. Because if you don't feel like it today, you know you won't feel like it the next time. We're never going to feel like it. Your flesh will never feel like acting on God's Word. But we don't go by what our flesh says. We got to say, flesh, shut up. I listened to you in the past. I'm done listening to you. I'm listening to God. God said this thing can change. Even though it doesn't look like it, I believe God. I'm tired of listening to my flesh. I'm tired of listening to my natural mind. I'm going with God. And God said this is going to change, and I believe it. And if I'm not at the point where I'm fully convinced, then I'm just going to focus on His Word, and that's all I'm going to look at. I'm not going to listen to people that say it's not going to happen. I'm not going to listen to people that say, you know, this isn't possible or that isn't possible. I'm just going to listen to what God says, and I'm going to let only that come out of my mouth, and I expect God to be true to His Word. And I'm going to keep saying it until. And if I die saying it, fine. I'm going to say it, and I'm going to believe Him. And just keep chugging on. That's exciting. Because that means right now, right here, our lives are qualified to walk in the promises of God now. We can grab a hold of it right now, today, and we quit making it something that somebody had back in the day. Somebody saw these different things happen, or, well, maybe someday I'll just attain, and then I'll get it. And see, then you just put it off till tomorrow, put it off to the next day, keep putting it off. The exciting thing is, right here, right now, we all have something that we can put our faith on, and we can start seeing changes. And the good news is, you don't have to wait to see changes to believe that it's working. All we need to do is decide, I'm believing, I don't care what, if it never changes, I'm believing, and if we'll stay there, we're already successful, we're already hooked up with God, and that's when things actually change, because we've completely removed ourselves from being influenced by what happens. We start believing it's going to happen, and I don't care what, if it looks bad or not, I'm still going to believe that's exactly what we have to do to see it change. When we're still looking and saying, well, is it working? Is it working? Our eyes are not where they need to be. They're not on God. They're not on the Word. It's once you get them to the Word and say, I don't care if I die, but if I die believing this, so be it. I'm going to go to be with Him anyway, but I believe His Word, and nothing is going to convince me otherwise. Nothing is going to make me speak otherwise. I agree with God. That's it. And if I do slip up, I miss it, and I'm going to get right back up and say, God, I shouldn't have said that. That was stupid. Now, I believe You. I believe You now. Now. Everybody say now.
Now.
So if you, is everybody here? Everybody with me?
Yes.
I mean here. Yeah, you're physically here. You somewhere else. Everybody here.
Yes.
Say now.
Now.
Right now.
Right now.
We all can believe God now. There is something right now that if you've been listening, your faith is at a higher level right now.
Yes.
Whether you realize it or not, you're looking at God's Word. The Spirit of God is encouraging us right now just to take a hold. And if we've been discouraged, and that's because we're looking at the wrong thing. That's because we've put it off in the future. That's because we've said, well, I just don't know. I just don't know why it doesn't work. Stop saying it doesn't work and start believing what God said and said it is working because God said it would work and I won't move from it. And I'm not looking to my circumstance to determine if it works or not. God's Word works all the time and I'm just going to enjoy it. Right, you realize we can enjoy life then right in the face of something because we've already gone into believing mode. What do we believe? It's going to change. So that's something to be happy about. Amen. May look like this now, but you stick around. It'll change. Yep. You watch. It's going to change. That could get you happy. Yes. If you're going through some tough times, but you can see the light and you say, this is going to change. That could get you happy, even though you're trudging through bad stuff, but you say, but look right up here. See that? Yep. It's going to end. Now, you may not be able to see that end, but by faith, you see it. You say, it's coming. And you start talking like that and walk around your house saying, it's coming. I see the day when this will be gone. It's coming. You get happy. We get in the right mode. That's called faith. That's believing God. Now, if we're not excited about something, then we're not believing Him. We're just like, well, whatever. No, we're not. Don't fool ourselves. We shouldn't fool ourselves into thinking that's faith. That's how we get disappointed. We're not really believing anything. And then it doesn't happen, and then we're like, well, see, that didn't work. No, it works. We need to be on His side and going forward. Right now. Glory to God.